The duplicate. What am I going to do about Angela? Where are you going, David? Mom asks me as I'm on my way out the back door. Down to the beach to see if anything got washed up by the storm? It's partly true. I don't stop to look at her, pulling on my jacket. Well, don't forget we're having supper at Grandma's tonight, she calls after me. You'd better be back by 5 to get cleaned up. Okay. I push the door shut behind me and take the steps 2 at a time. It's an overcast day in October with a chilly wind. Perfect weather for the mood I'm in. We live a quarter of a mile from the beach, and I walk quickly, trampling through the leaves on the sidewalks, kicking aside the small tree limbs that were blown down by the storm last night, trying to think of a solution. I remember how excited I was on Friday when I finally made a date with Angela. She told me she didn't understand the math assignment. Well, I said, and I think I sounded pretty casual about this. How about if I just drop over sometime over the weekend and explain it to you? Great, she said, not hesitating for a second, shaking back her crinkly red hair. I'm going away for the weekend with my family, but we'll be back Sunday afternoon. You can eat over. We'll get the math over with fast and then do something fun. What about Carl? I said, before thinking better of it. What about him? She said, shrugging. Nothing, I said. We both laughed. I've been thinking about Angela a lot since the beginning of the school year. I've even had dreams about her. She's extremely good-looking and a very enthusiastic type of person. The only reason I haven't asked her out before this is that I know that she's been going out with Carl. He's sort of a snotty jerk. I sit next to him in band. I wonder how he'll feel about me going over there. But if she doesn't think it's a problem, why should I? I'm really crazy about her. Anyway, it doesn't matter anymore because I stupidly forgot about my grandmother's dumb birthday party. I can't even tell Angela until the last minute because she won't be back until late this afternoon. I mentioned to my parents several times that I have a lot of homework and might not be able to go to my grandmother's. They told me to get the homework done before Sunday night. They won't believe me if I pretend to be sick, but if I cancel out on Angela when she's depending on me just to go to my grandmother's, she'll probably think I'm a jerk. No matter what I do, somebody will be mad at me. And it's all my own fault. The same thing has happened to me before. I forget I'm supposed to do something dull and make another commitment to do something fun, and then I'm forced to let somebody down. But I can't stand to have that happen with Angela. Still, as much as I don't want to, I know I'll end up going to my grandmother's. I'm a good son. Decent. Well-behaved and all that boring stuff. The beach is deserted today because of the lousy weather. As I get closer to the surf, I find more and more satisfyingly disgusting things washed up by the storm. Tentacles of seaweed embracing pulpy jellyfish, lots of dead fish already stinking, a couple of seagulls with broken necks. I poke through the debris with a long piece of driftwood, pushing things aside, turning small rocks over to see what's underneath. I no longer really expect to find a bottle with a message in it, but I still keep trying. I'm 16, and for as long as I can remember, I always seem to end up at the beach when I don't know what else to do. I feel more comfortable here than in my own backyard, as though the beach belongs to me somehow. I'm whistling some tune I don't even recognize, thinking how great it would be if I could really go over to Angela's tonight. I notice a very strange object, tangled in a mass of seaweed, which seems to be charred, weirdly enough. Maybe the thing was hit by a bolt of lightning during the storm, after it was washed up on the beach. I push the seaweed away from the object with the stick and squat down to look at it. It's even more peculiar on closer examination than I realized at first. I've never seen anything like it. It looks like a combination postage scale and video camera. There's a small platform at one side, or maybe it's a lever, because it looks as though it might move if you push down on it. Next to the platform is a hollow tube, like a vacuum cleaner tube, that feeds into the central portion, an oddly shaped box. A kind of lens pokes out of the box just above the tube. The whole thing is about the size of a portable television. I look closer. From a certain angle, I can see silvery letters across the top of the box, strangely shaped,